With just a month to go before the start of the new fiscal year, VA Secretary Bob McDonald has called on Congress to give the department a robust, stable, and flexible budget. Even though lawmakers passed a stopgap measure a month ago to keep VA hospitals from running out of funds, that authority will expire on September 30th. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
McDonald said his primary concern is the overall amount of discretionary funding VA would get under any congressional budget plan, particularly one that's limited by the Budget Control Act, the law whose automatic spending caps are set to return on October 1st. The Senate has not yet passed a spending bill for VA, but McDonald says the VA's analysis says the version passed by the House in April would underfund veterans' medical care by about 70,000 patients and cut off funding for four of its major hospital construction projects.
All of this. Lack of flexibility to give veterans real choice, the cuts, the discussions about whether veterans actually deserve a medical system to call their own, all leads to the same place. It leads to a place where the needs of veterans are secondary to ideology, where scoring political points or short-sighted budget policies are more important than veterans, a place where VA is set up to fail, a place where there are no winners, and veterans who have sacrificed so much for much nobler purposes are the ones left suffering. That's unacceptable to me, and it should be unacceptable to anyone who claims to actually care about the sacred responsibility that we as a nation have to care for those who have borne the battle.
The House budget did give VA a significant plus up compared to what was enacted for fiscal 2015, boosting its discretionary funds by 5.6%. But the budget the VA and the Obama administration submitted suggests the department needs more, partially because of an expansion of health care services the department undertook in response to the patient wait time scandal that erupted in 2014. The president's budget asks for $73.5 billion in 2016 discretionary funding, the vast majority of which goes to the department's health care programs. That would represent a 7.5% increase. But independent of its top-line funding figure for health care, McDonald said Congress needs to give the department more flexibility to spend the dollars it does get for private sector care. Those programs are currently spread among seven different budget accounts and were a contributor to a near-crisis situation this past summer when VA warned that hospitals would have to shut down unless lawmakers agreed to reprogram $3.3 billion from the new Veterans Choice Act to cover other care in the community programs. Congress did so in July, but that action only covered fiscal 2015.
To accommodate present and future changes in demand for care, VA needs permanent flexibility to move funds among accounts. We need to be able to move money to where the veteran goes.
McDonald says flexibility is especially important in light of the fact that increased veteran demand for health care is impacting different parts of VA's budget in different ways.
Demand for VA care is rising. Many come to VA because of the disparity in out-of-pocket costs between their insurance and VA care. Here's an example. VA provides the best hearing aid technology anywhere. Medicare doesn't cover hearing aids, and most insurance plans have limited coverage of hearing aids at best. So choosing VA for hearing aids saves veterans around $4,200. Veterans are turning to VA for more of their care, but not for all of their care. On average, enrolled veterans relied on VA for just 34% of their care. But if that percentage increases just one percentage point to 35%, our costs increase about $1.4 billion.
Some members of Congress believe this year's reprogramming request was made necessary because VA's been dragging its feet on the new Choice program, which lets veterans seek private sector care as long as they meet certain conditions. McDonald denies that, and VA's figures show a 36% increase in veterans receiving private care over the last year, and more than half of the outside care authorizations VA is granting now are through the Choice program. McDonald says the potential budget cuts and a return to more rigid budgets would come at a time when VA has made major inroads against the waiting times that came to light in last year's scandal.
7 million more appointments completed in the past 12 months, 2.5 million more within VA, 4.5 million more in the community versus last year. 97% of appointments are now completed within 30 days of the veteran's preferred date. 87% are within 7 days. 22% are same-day appointments. Average wait time for completed appointments, 4 days for primary care, 5 days for specialty care, 3 days for mental health care. We are working harder and smarter, and the result is more care for more veterans. 11 of my 18 direct reporting senior executives have joined VA since my swearing in, and the entire leadership team is as committed as I am to making VA the number one organization in customer service.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.